We're visiting with Emporia High head football coach Keaton Tull here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, just what an exciting win on Friday night. Just a thriller coming down to the wire. A couple things go your guys' way. Two fumbles. And then all of a sudden, Alex Alameng makes a 25-yard field goal to win it. Just some grit down the stretch and some things go your way. Get that first win of the year.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Alex did make a great kick. You know, he's been doing a good job for us. You know, things do go our way, but we got to make sure we're in the right positions for those to go our way. So, you know, I do think it's a great job by our staff to get those guys coached up, and the players, you know, they played hard, you know, they earned it. So it's a lot of fun. But, you know, now it's time to put that one behind us and move on to the Liberal.
Yeah. And just how exciting was the ride home? It had to be a fun one. Because that's a long trek.
Yeah, it is. You know, and our guys enjoyed it. The one thing we noticed, though, is our guys are taking a lot of reps. They're pretty tired. So, believe it or not, it was actually kind of a quiet ride home, which I can understand. But, you know, I think they're going to be ready to go today and get back after it.
I guess Bobby Trujillo was a big factor in that game. Nearly 150 yards rushing, has that 52-yard touchdown run and three big sacks. Kyle Obermeyer had a couple of plays. I believe Bobby picked up a fumble as well. But your seniors really stepped up.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Bobby really took control of the game, and so did Kyle. You know, especially when we started watching the film and stuff, when they wanted to pitch the ball, Kyle was there to the point where he almost intercepted some pitches. So, you know, those two guys, you know, they are always prepared. They always work hard. They had a great summer. And, you know, they got bright futures ahead of them, too, and we're really looking forward to how they'll lead us down the stretch.
Yeah. Well, this week, you know, first off, how exciting is it to get to be able to play at Welch Stadium for the first time this year?
You know, it'll be great. You know, I'm hoping we'll have a good home crowd, you know, coming off a win, things like that. And I know our guys are excited to have a home game after a long road trip like that. And we've got a good opponent coming into town, so we're looking forward to it.
Well, you got Liberal that's making the 4.5-hour trek out here. The return trip is next year. You got to experience them in 16. During that playoff win, that was the 8-9 matchup. I remember that. But this is a different Liberal team, a brand new coach. The Mead coach is now the Liberal coach. You know, he won a state title last year at Mead. But what do you know about Liberal so far? I know they got the Cavalman kid back at quarterback, and then they got some running backs and receivers back. But what are your early thoughts on Liberal?
You know, they definitely got some good athletes. You know, they kind of set up defensively similar to us. So, you know, we'll be preparing for that. You know, they've got some very good players, like we said. So we want to make sure, you know, we're physical with them. We want to try to, you know, run the ball like we did last week. That's going to be one of our main focuses. And then, you know, really just kind of play off of that a little bit and see what happens.
And then, of course, the three turnovers you guys had. How do you just clean up the mistakes going into week two?
You know, I honestly think it's just a few more reps. You know, it's just, you know, a little continuity, things like that. You know, we know that there was probably going to be a couple in the first game. We obviously don't hope for that. But first game, growing pains, things like that. So we're going to keep practicing. We're going to get better. You know, we're going to try to clean those things up. And, you know, I think if we get those few things cleaned up, we can be a pretty dangerous team.
Well, Coach, looking forward to a slider drive across town on Friday night. Because a couple more road games after this one. But, Coach, best of luck this week and looking forward to Friday night.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Emporia High head football coach Keaton Tull joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, being brought to you by Nextech Wireless and Miller Granite on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.